This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. There is another dash of hope in the fight to tame COVID-19. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has our story.
A second virus vaccine has shown overwhelming success in a major trial.
It's a really important milestone in the fight against the pandemic.
Moderna President Stephen Hoge says preliminary data show its vaccine appears to be nearly 95% effective, a week after Pfizer reported similar results for its own vaccine. That puts both companies on track within weeks to seek emergency use approval for shots to help halt a pandemic that's killed more than 1.3 million people worldwide. Still, even if emergency use is allowed, there would be limited vaccine supplies before a year's end. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The head of the World Health Organization said Monday a vaccine would not by itself stop the coronavirus pandemic. The pandemic is raging months after it broke out, with infections soaring past 54 million globally and claiming more than 1.3 million lives. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said, quote, a vaccine will complement the other tools we have, not replace them, end quote, adding, quote, a vaccine on its own will not end the pandemic, end quote. Tedros said that supplies of the vaccine would initially be restricted, with the priority being for health workers, older people, and other at-risk populations. He said that hopefully will reduce the number of deaths and allow health systems to cope. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will lead his country's virus response from Downing Street as he quarantines after coming in contact with someone who has since contracted coronavirus, saying, quote, we've got to interrupt the spread of the disease, end quote. He insists he's healthy and isolating out of precaution. Johnson was hospitalized for the virus in April. This is VOA News. Several people were wounded at an explosion at a gas station in Iran's capital Monday, Iranian state media reported, but so far no fatalities have been reported. Russian President Vladimir Putin held a phone call with his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron Monday to discuss the situation in Nagorno-Karabakh, the Kremlin said. The two leaders said the situation in the region had generally stabilized and that it was time to address humanitarian issues, including the return of refugees and the preservation of Christian churches and monasteries. Ethiopia's government said Monday there was no mediation over the Tigray conflict starting in Uganda after media speculation that talks could be beginning. The government's task force for the Tigray conflict said, quote, the claim of mediation in Uganda is not true, end quote. This, as Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni tweeted that he had met Ethiopia's foreign minister and urged negotiations. Peru's interim president resigned Sunday just 5 days after taking office, sparking celebrations in the capital, Lima. National protests have persisted, calling for the removal of Manuel Merino after parliament ousted his popular predecessor. Merino stepped down shortly after a congressional session called on him to resign after two people were killed in protest against his appointment. U.S. President Donald Trump Sunday briefly acknowledged losing the U.S. election in a morning Twitter post, but then backtracked, saying he concedes nothing and vowing to keep up a court fight that election law experts say is unlikely to succeed. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, Trump did not use Biden's name, but says he won, at the same time making clear he's not conceding and will keep trying to overturn the election result. He repeated several baseless claims about the vote, which state and federal officials say was safe and secure. Biden's incoming chief of staff, Ron Klain, told NBC's Meet the Press, if the president's prepared to begin to recognize that reality, that's positive, but adds Trump's Twitter feed doesn't make Joe Biden president or not president. The American people did that. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A fast-strengthening Hurricane Iota is sweeping over the Western Caribbean and has become a very dangerous Category 4 storm early Monday as it heads for the same part of the Central America battered by a similarly powerful Hurricane Eta just over a week ago. Forecasters said Iota continued to show signs of strengthening and could be a catastrophic Category 5 hurricane by the time it reaches Central America. Evacuations were being conducted from low-lying areas in Nicaragua and Honduras near their shared border, which appeared to be Iota's likely landfall. Winds and rain were already being felt on the Nicaraguan coast Sunday night. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.